Carla is communications.
Item 1009, request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding war crimes of city contracted G4S security, private military contractors, mercenaries.
Three minutes, name for the record, please.
And please open your G4S security mercenaries, kind of rush me before I can get my camera.
Please start the clock.
And all that stuff, okay? So I wanted to start off actually by talking about G4S and a big article that just came out in the USA Today about them hiring unhinged people, violent cops that smash people's faces into walls and then attempt to rape women and say, "I'm the security. We're in control here. Ha, ha, ha." And I see that same pervasive attitude here with the security here. And they violate people's ADA rights. They violated Joe Walsh's rights, my rights, all kinds of people's rights. And also, going on to something else, which is kind of more important, and it kind of involves you, Chloe Udaly. Please don't leave. It's about your PBOT agency targeting a homeless family that was awarded domestic violence funds recently by the state because you guys, the city of Portland, are the perpetrators against a homeless family, Jay Vincent and his family. They're living in a school bus in St. John's, and you guys repeatedly target them for years and years and years until the state recently awarded them domestic violence funds to leave the state. That's you, and that's you, Chloe Udaly. Remember when there's that photo of you sitting next to that banner that says "No War But the Class War"? No War But Class War, when you used to act like you were a little radical? Well, now you are the class war against the homeless. You've joined the oligarchy, and what did you do for Jay and his family? Nothing. You perpetrated war crimes, just like G4S. I'm glad you didn't vote for them, but you did praise them around here when they deserve no praise. All you other people are disgusting. And hey, Ted Wheeler, Sunderland money? Returning that? What about Terry Bean money? What about Scott Ballow? What about Morrell Inc., owned by a child pornographer that you hang out with, that every one of you, I'm pretty sure, gets your campaign stuff printed by? You're free to interrupt if you don't get your campaign stuff printed at Morrell Inc., owned by Scott Ballow, busted for child porn. I know there's pictures of you hanging out with Scott Ballow. I've posted them on my Twitter, Multnomah County Cop Watch. And you're all smiling with a guy who was busted for child porn, and you're the police commissioner too? Yeah, that's real accountability. You guys going to return Beans money? Nick Fish, Joanne Hardesty?
Thank you. Your 3 minutes are up. Thank you.
Are you going to return the Bean money?
You're going to sit down, or I'm going to rule you out of order. You're going to sit down, or I'm going to rule you out of order. Next individual. I'm sorry, you're out of order. You're going to have to leave.
I just had to say my piece of beef. I'm getting ADA accommodations. So
you're winning friends left and right, my friend. Have a good day.
Next week, you say hi to you. When I get my ADA accommodations, so I can come back anytime I want.
Next.